The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Welcome to the Prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard.
Thank you, Jesus.
All righty, guys. Welcome to the Prophets today. We got some apostles here. Brother Jackie Summers. We got Sister Cummins. She's a prophet as well. So I'm just going to go ahead and roll with this. We're going to let Mr. Summons see what God is saying in this hour. Go, roll with it, brother. Roll with it.
Last night, Brother Jason, I had a visitation from God, not the Son and not the Holy Spirit, but I had a visit from God.
Yes.
And he said to me, he said, let the world know. My son is going to shake this world up. He said, let them know my son is shaking this world up. He said, in this season, starting now, sin is going to stop. Sin is going to stop.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, when I heard him say that, I was in a deep dream. I dreamed that I was driving this huge, huge car. It was huge. And Brother Jason, you was in there with me. Sister Cummins, you was in there with me. Sister Lori Ruby was in there with me. Sister Lands was in there with me. A couple other sisters. And I was driving this car. And as I was driving this car, it was cars on every side of me as I was trying to get around everybody. And every time I go around person would throw something at me or do this or do that. And we finally got through the road where all these different cars were. And when I got down to the end, where it was at, we made to this room. Then, and all of a sudden, we sat down in this room. We sat down in this room. And all of a sudden, when I got to this room, Brother Jason, you stood up and said, it's time for the prophets to speak what's to the nations in my dream. Said, it's time. And when you spoke, it was like seven trumpets speaking. Seven trumpets went forth. And all of a sudden, Sister Cummins stood up and said, thus saith to the Lord of the children of Israel, get in alignment. Get into alignment. Get into alignment. Get into alignment. God is not going to set and allow his people to be hurt. Not allow them to be hurt. And brother, all of a sudden, the Lord told me to stand up. And I stood up. He said, just wave your hand. That's all I want you to do, but wave your hand. And when I waved my hand in my dream, it was like a brand new room. Brand new room. Everything was made new, brother. And that was then in my dream.
Oh, wow.
And I feel the Spirit saying right now, why do you hesitate what I'm telling you to go forth and speak to this nation and repent and get right with my son? Get right with my son. Get right with my son. Because there ain't going to be a day where you can't do that anymore. And that's what I hear a Spirit really do.
Yes, yes. That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. You know,
well, it even uses meat.
Yes. I want to see what Sister Cummins has for us. Sister Cummins, what is God saying in this hour, Sister? What is God saying?
What I've heard the past 2 days is exactly that. Alignment, to get into alignment, to get into position, to not come down off the wall, and that I still have a remnant. I still have a remnant. And these are the things that over the past couple of days, this is what he's been speaking to me. Stay on the wall. Get in position. Stay in position. Alignment. And I still have a remnant. You know, a lot of people think that the remnant is just the leftovers. But in God's eyes, those are the special chosen ones. So he does still have a remnant. And when he sees his reflection in us is when he's coming back. And he is repeating constantly. The Spirit is grieving because he's calling out for repentance. He's calling out to the warriors to accept the call, and they're not accepting him. And that is grieving the Spirit as well.
Yes. Yes. I believe all of y'all are right on point today, because that's the same thing God's been showing me. But God's also made it a little bit deeper for me, guys. I've God spoke to me today, and he said, truth. He said, if you don't tell people the truth and quit candy coating it, and as prophets, guys, we see what people don't see. We're seers. We're seers, and we don't see what people sees. As prophets, we need to tell the truth. We need to rejoice in the truth. That's what love does. It rejoices in the truth. And as y'all was saying, stay on the wall and all this stuff, but God is going a little bit deeper with it, and he's telling the prophets today. And if you're a prophet, or God's called you to be a seer, I believe God has went a little bit deeper and says, hey, I've showed you truth about some people, discernment about some people. But in love, you need to tell them the truth. You need to tell them, thus saith the Lord. Because if we don't as prophets, then we're failing God. And that, there's numerous of prophets in the Old Testament that did fail God because they didn't do what God's told them to do. And we look at Jonah as one of them. Jonah didn't go to Nineveh, but he told Nineveh, he said, I want you to tell Nineveh to repent. And sometimes telling the truth as a prophet, your ministry is not too popular either.
Amen.
You know, I told God, I said, Lord, I said, my ministry ain't like Joel Osteen. He said, no, it ain't going to be either. He said, because you're a seer. Prophets see things that other people don't, and prophets has got to tell the truth when everybody else don't.
Yeah.
And Nehemiah, we go on and on in the Old Testament where prophets had to tell the truth. They seen something coming, whether people liked them or not. And that's why I know, Christy and Jackie, I got a prophet's anointing on my life too, because I know, because I see things people don't see. I discern things people ain't got their eyes open to see. And God used to show me stuff and they'd be shaking their head. Well, I don't see nothing, because you're not a seer. And see, that's the first thing, and I'm gonna let y'all go with this one. The first thing I see the enemy went after in the garden was the eyesight. My God. Because when you can't see, you can hear God, but when you see him in action, it's different. As Job said, I've always heard God, but now in Job 42, says Job said, now I see.
Yeah.
But see, hearing ain't just good enough. You got to see too. And that's what we are. We're seers, and that's what God is saying in this hour. We got to tell them the truth, because I read this in Psalms 85. It says, mercy and truth are met together. See, truth bows down to mercy. But see, truth sat on a cross too. But truth had mercy. Truth was on the cross when they stretched him from arm to arm, limb from limb. That was truth. Whether they accepted it or not. See, some folks ain't going to accept us prophets. They ain't going to accept us. Matter of fact, we're going to be on the back burner all the time. Well, I don't like him. I don't like Brother Jackie Christie coming because that, I don't know, it's just something about him. No, it ain't something about him. It's the anointing that you carry that people get uncomfortable.
Amen.
Amen.
They get around you and be like, oh, Lord. And Jackie, I've told you earlier, brother, sometimes I can be around somebody and I can discern things on them. It ain't that I shun them away, brother. That's not what I'm saying.
No, brother, I know.
You know, God don't shun people away. God is so intimate, he can stay by somebody full of sin. But we see sin on them, we run.
Amen, Brother Jason.
But see, we need to go like God. We need to go after that sin.
What can we expect?
And get Amen, that brother. Sin off of them.
Amen, brother.
Y'all run with one of you.
Yeah. Go, sister. Why don't you go first, son?
That is true, that the flesh does have a tendency to run from it when we actually should be running toward it. And you're right, when you have the prophet anointing on you, you do see things that other people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to speak those things. But when you speak those things, you have to speak it in love, not come off as condemning, but speak those things in love, but still be in truth as well. And it is up to that individual whether they want to accept that or not.
Amen.
And a lot of times they're not going to accept it. They're going to push you away. They're going to persecute you, and opposition will come against you. But you still have to stand firm in what you know that God has showed you and told you. And if they don't accept that, then our job are to still love them and pray for them. Pray for their eyes to be open, not their physical eyes, but their spiritual eyes, that they will have an awakening in the spiritual realm to be able to see what God is saying and to be able to accept it. It may take some time for them to accept it, but as long as you keep showing them love, then love will conquer, love will win.
Amen.
But you have to tell them the truth. If God says to say it, then you have to say it. If not, then their blood will be on your hands.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about y'all, but when I go lay down at night, I want to know that my hands are clear and that I've done what the Lord has told me to do. Because there's times that I have not done what he has told me to do. And then I have to suffer the consequences. I have to take the whooping from God for being disobedient, because that person in that moment, their life may have been in my hands by the truth that God has spoken, and I didn't deliver.
Amen.
So we do have to be vigilant. We do have to keep watch. We do have to see, and we do have to hear. It's very important in the end times. And just because they don't like it and they come against us, it still does not mean that we stop loving them and we stop praying for them.
Amen. Amen. You know.
Go ahead, brother.
In this season, we're in a special season of God. And I don't want to use this time in the wrong hour.
Because God is speaking. And God is saying to the earth, right now, as the sister said and the brother said, get into alignment. Get on the wall. Get in truth. What they said to Jesus, what is truth? Truth is what God speaks to his son. See, God has turned everything over to his son because he suffered for us. Brother, I'm going to change this for a minute, brother. In the garden, God made Adam. What did he do with Adam? He was the first creation of God in a human being. And he was the first son of God. And he gave him all authority in the earth. He named the animals. He named everything in the sea, everything in the land, and said, I have given you authority over all. Okay? But he said, I seen him that he needed a mate. And he put him to sleep, and out of his rib he brung one man. See, there's woman and man. See, the husband will leave their father and mother and cling to his wife. See, that's one. See, the father and son is one. What am I saying? I'm saying right now, if you look at the garden and you dissected it from section by section by section, see, he said in the garden, there's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but in the midst of the garden is the tree of life. And said, eat not of it. But it was a serpent. The God, it was kicked out of heaven. Said he was the third angel of God. He said he was the prettiest angel in heaven. He was kicked out of heaven. And when he was kicked out of heaven, he was sent to the earth. Thought he could do more than God could. And said he came to Eve. And he said, if you truly eat of this tree, you shall never die. And your eyes would be open. That was true. See, me and Brother Jason has talked about this. See, the devil didn't tell him a lie. He just opened it up. But why did he do that for? Because he was against God's kingdom. He was against God's kingdom. And out of what he did, see, Adam was not there to protect her. See, we learned something in the last few weeks. A man is not over a woman to rule the woman. He's there to protect her. See, what I'm saying, Jesus is our protector. See, it's an order of the kingdom of God. He's a protector. And see what I'm saying? I'll bring it into a point. See, when Adam sinned with Eve, they lost their kingship. They lost their kingship. They were kicked out of the garden, but they lost their kingship. See, that's where they was at. They was in the kingdom. And see, out of what they did, and for 4,000 years, the earth was in rule by Satan. But God sent his son to the earth to bring us back into alignment. And you know the story about Jesus, how he was burned by a virtuous woman. Let me take it to where I wanted to take it to. He went to the cross. See, he said, if I don't go to the cross, you will not have a comforter. And see, we had to have a comforter. But, see, he brought us back into alignment with the Father. And see, right now, he went to hell, took back the keys of death and hell, and he brought us back into alignment with God. See, that's what we're talking about tonight, alignment. We need to stay in alignment with God now. We need to stay under the covering of the Almighty. Stay under the covering. See, the scriptures tells us, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Son, with the Father, advocate. See, he goes before us to the Father. And see, what I'm saying is, now, what am I saying all this? Today, it's sin rampant through this nation. It's rampant. It's rampant. It's rampant. But it's time, it's prophets. See,
thus saith the Lord. It's time to get into alignment, walk before God with a holy hand, and don't let flesh right hand know what the left hand's doing. And I'll give you a confirmation, Brother Jason. Today I had another sister sow a $200 seed into the ministry today, brother. And see, that's what it's about. Let me say. See, it's a time. See, right now, God has changed. God has totally changed the order in the earth. He has totally. It's a whole new order. Right now, we're in a brand new order of God. See, every season, God changes something. Right now, we're in the season of super blessings and super of everything in God. I mean, right now, see, God is, he's wrapped it up. And see, me and Brother Jason shared many times about this is a season of overflow, but it's a season of judgment. Right now, God is using his son to bring judgment upon the earth, bring judgment. And I'm saying, I'm putting out a woe today, brother. I'm putting out a woe. Woe unto them who comes against Israel. Woe unto them who comes against the United States. Woe unto them who comes against the prophets. Woe unto them who comes against the apostles. See, that now, that ministry of the apostles and prophets is going forth in the earth. See, in the earth right now, in the heavenly realm is where the apostles and prophets work. In the earthly realm is where your pastors, teachers, and evangelists work. See, look at the order. Look at the order of God. Don't get out of the order. Stay in the order. Stay under the covering. 3 years ago, I had a vision. I went walking, and I came back, and I sat down. And in my vision, I seen a vision of people running to and fro through the earth. I mean, they was running. And all of a sudden, next thing, I seen an oasis. And in the oasis, what did I see? I seen a artesian well shooting 90 feet up in the air. And the people didn't pay a bit of attention. And the next thing you know, God took me into another vision. And in another vision, I seen an umbrella. It was 1,000 miles long every direction. And I seen ministries coming up under that umbrella. What is that umbrella? That's the umbrella of God. And see, that's ministries connected to ministries, connected to ministries. And why they're connected? They're connected to that oasis. And that's God. That's what I have, brother.
Yeah, I wanna turn it up a notch, brother, just a minute. Just a minute, guys. I'm gonna turn this up a notch. We've talked about standing on the wall. We've talked about truth. We talked about being in the truth and being where God's told you to be. Now, I agree with you, brother. Ministries need to connect to ministries. That's been my vision ever since I started Ask One Ministries in Bremen, Georgia. God gave me a vision that all ministries would come together, just like blacks and whites, Martin Luther King. God has been trying to show us for quite some time that God wants us to come together. You know, ministries work against each other when they need to be working for each other. And what I mean by for each other is, don't come in here and play the show. Find your part and help. You know what I'm saying? You don't get. I love serving ministries.
Yeah.
I was telling Brother Jackie the other day, I said, Brother Jackie, I've been in the gospel for about 24 years now. I can't really fathom how much I gave to ministries. I have served ministries, and I'll continue to do that because that's what God has called us to do, is connect and say, hey, Brother Jackie, how can I help your ministry? Hey, Christy, how can I be a part to help yours? And that's what God is calling. He needs us to unite under each other and submit to one another in the fear of the Lord in reverence to knowing that, hey, Christy's a prophet. Let's respect her. Jackie's a prophet. Mm-hmm. Let's respect him. Jason's an apostle. But, brother, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a prophet or apostle anymore. God's graduated me to be a son. You know, brother, somebody told me the other day, said, you still a pastor? I said, no, I done passed that. I went to apostleship. Now I'm going out of apostleship, and I'm going into sonship now. So I'm out of the church.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
So I'm out of. How can you get any higher than sonship, brother? I don't know.
I know, brother.
But But I'm going to knock this up a notch for just a minute, guys. I got my Bible app open today, and I was reading 1 John 1:14. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and beheld his glory." You got to understand that glory. The only glory that we see in the Bible was the glory of God. It was the glory of God. But what is God's glory? That's something mankind cannot fathom. What is God's glory? It's Jesus. What is the glory of a man? A woman. Come on. Do you see where I'm going here?
Remember,
if the glory of a man is a woman, and what's the glory of God? His son. When we look at his son, we look at God's glory. And see, that's the glory that's coming back to the church and rapturing this church out of here as the glory of God. Now, what's the reflection of Jesus? His church. That's his glory. Anything that comes out of something is the glory of something. Women come out of men. Men didn't come out of women. You got to understand where this started. It started with Adam, but he brung the woman forth, so the woman come out of a man. Watch what I say. Then a woman's children come out of her. Anything that comes out of you, that's the glory of you. So here's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and read this. "And we beheld his glory, and the glory of the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." There's that word truth again. See, the truth is the matter is, you want to see the glory of God? Look at his son. You want to see the glory of a man? Look at a woman. That's the glory of a man, is a woman. Anything that come out of something is the glory of something. So that's the glory of God. And here's what I say, why I'm notching it up to this. Because truth, we got to tell them the truth. We've got to stay on the wall. But the glory of God is coming to the earth. And that's what I feel. I feel God's glory is coming to the earth. But
his church,
the Bible said his church needs to get ready to walk in this glory. What is the glory? I'm going to tell you something. We're going to see the dead raised. We're going to see the dead raised, sisters and brothers. We're going to see the dead raised. You're going to go out of your house and somebody going to be diagnosed with COVID, and all of a sudden, Christy's going to walk up to him and say, "Rise in Jesus' name."
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that dead person's going to come right up. The manifestation is his glory. When Jesus walked this world, this is what he told him, Brother Jackie. He looked at him, he said, "Listen, I'm only here to show you the glory that you're fixing to walk in." See, that's why Jesus come to the earth, to show us what glory we can walk in. Brother, I told you, God spoke to me the other day that I'm going to start raising dead people. I done told you that the other day. Why does God want us to manifest this glory? Because that's the only way people are going to believe, through signs and wonders.
Amen. Yes, come on. Amen.
And brother,
right.
I'm telling you, Kathleen Kuhlman don't got nothing on this generation right here. R.W. Shambach got Hallelujah. Nothing on this generation. I'm telling you, brother, there's a glory coming to the body of Christ that's unshakable and unmovable. And you know what? We're going to be greater than what Jesus done. That's what Jesus said. Greater works you do.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Glory carriers is what we are. Yes. Glory carriers is what we are. And through carrying the glory of God, the manifestations will come into the presence so that the people who don't believe can see, those who doubt can see and will hear and will see with their natural eyes, and it will raise faith and hope, because hope deferred makes the heart sick. Mm-hmm. They will have hope through the manifestation, through the sons and daughters who carry the glory, not just carry it in their homes, but carry it with them, be a carrier of it everywhere we go. Greater we shall do.
Yes.
There's a call to be a glory carrier. not just in your homes or in your secret place, but when you walk out your home, out of that secret place, that glory should still be on you and in you.
Oh, my Lord.
And see, the truth of the matter of this, guys, is this. If the glory is Jesus of God, and the glory of a man is a woman, now, the only problem is the glory needs to meet with imperfection. When glory meets with imperfection, you get a road to Damascus experience. You get a road to Damascus experience. All of a sudden, the things you didn't see, now you see. And all the things you thought you seen, you God done flipped your lid, because all of a sudden on the road to Damascus, Paul was like, wow, I saw the truth. And what is the truth? Jesus said, I'm the truth, the way, and the living way. Listen, Jesus, all we need is Jesus in this world. Let me tell you something. Back then, they didn't have scroll and computers and Bibles, nothing like that, brother. All they had was the Spirit of the living God walk in the room, and he changed the whole matter.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Amen.
And I just kept on, before I got on here today, God just kept on telling me truth, 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 truth. Truth is what we need, and that's what's coming to the body of Christ. We're going to see more manifestation. There ain't going to be this playing church no more, reading the Bible and all this. We're going to see revival like it's never happened in history. In history.
We've seen
revival of people going in Florida down there when they had that great outpouring, and in California, the Zuzu Street. Honey, this ain't got nothing to what God's fixing to do, because we're actually fixing to see the manifestations of Jesus Christ all over again, but triple time better. We're fixing to see dead people raised up out of the dead. We're fixing to see people that have been dead for a long time, brother, come up out of the grave. And people's going to say, how in the world could this happen? The manifestation of his glory is about to hit the body of Christ.
That's it. The third great outpouring.
Yes. Go ahead. The third great outpouring. Take it, sister. Go ahead. God's.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's bringing back a dream that I had. And the dream that I had was that there was this big, massive hill. And it was very, very steep. And I was in a car with some people. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on just a minute.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get her in just a minute, guys, but we are talking about the glory of God, the glory that's manifesting on the earth right now. And I think David E. Taylor is bringing some of that glory in. I think a lot of the apostles and prophets are bringing this glory in. And Brother Jackie, that's why our ministry ain't that popular right now, brother, but it will be. See, it will be, because see, God showed me the ministries that are in the manger now. The ministries that are in a manger scene now, that it won't be then. It won't be then, because what's coming to the earth, and I've seen it in visions. I've seen me in churches laying hands on dead people. I've seen me laying hands on people that's possessed with devils, and they cough it up and just puke all them devils up right in the middle of the service, brother. I see this glory wave coming, and there's a glory wave coming, brother, that the manifestations of God is going to be so real that it's going to be even better when Jesus was on the earth. My God.
Amen.
And there's a glory coming. See, the glory of us, the glory of mankind is Christ. Why is that? Yes. Why is that? Because when we was reborn again, watch this. When we was reborn again, we was birthed out of Christ. My God. We was birthed out of Christ. So anything that you come out of, you're the glory of something. So we're the glory of Jesus Christ, because He birthed the church, and the church come out of him. And he's the glory of God. It's like an umbrella, brother. It just keeps on going.
Amen, brother.
Yes.
Amen. I went and get some coffee. I went into the kitchen to get me some coffee. And the Lord says, speak on this. I said, open your mouth, my son. And I'm going to speak a revelation to the nations. What is the revelation? The revelation is his son Jesus manifesting his father in the earth. You hear what I just said? His manifestation of his father. Manifestation of his father.
Yes.
See, how do we manifest the father? See, look at the day of Pentecost. And I'm going to speak something off the wall. I'm going to speak something off the wall. We talk about the wall. See, Jesus said, if I don't go away, the comforter won't come. Won't come. He said, me and my father shall take our abode in you.
Yes.
Take our abode in you. See, Jesus said, if I don't go away, the comforter won't come. And see, he spoke of another scripture. And see, what was he talking about? He didn't want to leave us uncomfortable. And I'll get back to this. You remember in the 90s, Benny Hinn, me and brother talked about it. Benny Hinn brung in the saying, Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this house. The Holy Spirit came in. He came in and done the work. And all of a sudden, in the 2000s, the Jesus movement moved. Now it's the movement of God. But see, still it's the move of all three in one. Now, let me get back to what I was saying. See, what happened? See, Jesus went to the grave, took back the keys of death and hell, and brought us back into a relationship. Mm. And see, and for 50 days, he was here on the earth. And him, when he left, the angels, they came to the angels, said he would come back in like manner. Come back in like manner. Okay, brother, you talked about the church. See, on the day of Pentecost, the birth of the church came forth. But see, it was a birthing of all three in one. And see, God does things in three. Look what listen to what I'm saying. This is a revelation if you take it in this manner. He has come, he will come, and he'll come again. I'll say it again. He has come, he will come, and he'll come again. How did he do that? See, he's omniscient, all knowing, and all seeing. See, on the day of Pentecost, he came back to start a church. That's what he did. When he comes, that's when you speak. You speak in the oracles of God. That's God speaking through you. That's him coming through you. And see, and we were talking about him coming again. He's coming back in a body of believers. God told me, showed me, when I first came to this, came to be receive the Spirit of God, and I was on the rostrum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, on Mid Dalton's Church. And this was back in 77. I was there. And I kept hearing this. I didn't understand what I was hearing. I said, I'm coming back with a body of believers. That's all he kept saying. I'm coming back with a body of believers. And I didn't understand. I thought I was just hearing something. See, that's what we're talking about. He's coming back with a body of believers. Who's the body of believers? You, brother. Me. Sister Kent, Sister Cummins. We are the believer of God. See, revival can come. We have to be revived in ourselves. Revived in ourselves. Get a call. Get on board. If the train moves by, just get on that train and move with it. Move with it. If the revival comes in you, he's coming in you.
Yes.
That's the revival.
That's
the revival coming. Hey, let's get revived today. Hey, tell the world Jesus is Lord. Let them know God is with us.
Yes.
God is with us. He is telling us, get up. Get in the train as the train moves, or you're going to be left behind. Get on it. Hey, get on it. It's time for us to stand up and say, enough is enough, Satan. Satan, I'm going to take you up back. And when I come back, you're not coming with me. When they're going to see so many black eyes on you, sucker, I'm going to lay them on you. In the name of Jesus. That's what
I'm about. Yes, go ahead, Sister Christy.
I am so sorry that I had to step away for a moment, but my yard was full of police, and the street was full of police, and you know, I don't know. I just know God is good, and it was a misunderstanding of a report that was given, but the enemy will use anything to try to distract you and get you off course.
Amen.
From what you were doing, and even he was speaking to me a while ago, the enemy was playing on my mind. Well, you just need to get off the line. Just don't, you know, just don't worry about it. But you know what? I'm still going to go for it.
Come on, sister.
I'm still going to go for it.
Come on, sister.
And I'm going to tell my dream anyway because the Lord put it on me to tell it. So I'm going to tell it. But I was in a car, and I was in the back seat, and there was a steep, steep hill. And it was just like it went straight up. And I was thinking, God, how are we going to climb that hill? And the car that I was in the back seat, and there were some people in the front. And it was like the car did not want to go. They didn't want to put any effort into putting the gas down to the floor to get that car to climb the hill. Now, the way I look at it is like cars represent ministry to me. And but what God had me do, he said, open the door. And I thought, okay, so I opened the door and I put my foot outside the car and I started pushing the car up the hill because the people in the front didn't want to go. And I thought, we have got to get up this hill. I don't care how steep it is, we're going to get up this hill. And I just kept screaming, push, push, push. And I thought, God, what is this? What is going on? But it's like here in these end days, and that's what this is, end times is what we're in. God is telling the prophets to push, to get behind the ministry, and to push by telling them the truth, by not sugarcoating it, not giving them what they wanted here, but telling them, thus saith the Lord. And pushing them into the destiny they're supposed to be in. Pushing them to catapult them to their next level by giving them the truth and showing them love. That the prophets need to get more behind the ministry and start speaking because the mouth of the prophet has been cut short so many times because of people not wanting us to speak. Not wanting to hear what we have to say, just throwing it off to the side because
Amen.
Of who we used to be or who they think that we are, or we don't look like what they expect us to look like, so therefore the word is discarded.
Come on,
but God uses those that don't look ordinary. You know, some people say, well, you got tattoos, you can't preach the word. Who said? God didn't say that. He called me. He ordained me for this lifetime. You're going to have more people outside smoking cigarettes and carrying tattoos, but I tell you what, they're going to be carrying the word. Don't discard somebody just because of what they used to be or what they used to do or because they don't look like what you expect them to. They're still there to push you into where God wants you to be. It's a push. Mm-hmm. He just keeps saying it now. He's saying push. It don't matter what they say. You're not going to be accepted a lot of times. But you know what you still got to do? You still got to push on. You Amen. Still got to keep giving them the truth and giving it to them in love. And then it's up to them what they want to do with it. So, Amen. You know, this is one thing the Lord is bringing back. Not only are we to stay on the wall, not only are we to speak thus saith the Lord and not doing the truth in love and get into alignment and position, but we're to push. And that's one thing that I know that Brother Jason has been saying. That's a thing that, you know, I feel in my spirit is that we need to push people to their greatness. We need to push them out of the position that they're in into the position God wants them to be in. But we can only do that through love and through truth. We have to speak the truth because it is the way. It is the life. And through the truth, the light will come. And Amen. Some plant the seed, some water the seed, and some harvest the seed. But we're all working together as one. We all have the same common goal.
So if the prophets are not pushing and not speaking in love and in truth, then how can the people go forward? Because God don't do nothing in the land without first speaking to the prophets first. Because we see what others can't see. We hear what others can't hear. So the prophets are failing in some areas, but it's because of the attacks that's been sent against them that have made them weak. That's why we need the brothers and sisters around us to help lift our hands when we can't lift them ourselves, so that we can get back in position and alignment so that we can speak, thus saith the Lord.
Amen, sister.
That's what brought to my attention to speak out here.
Yeah, amen. Sister, I like what you said about the pushing. Hold on, brother. I like what you said about the pushing, sister, because me and Brother Jackie yesterday was actually talking about this. There was a woman on I won't say no names, but me and Jackie was on a conference line one night. This woman kept using excuses why she couldn't love people, and I just told her the truth. I pushed her. I pushed her to a place where she needed to be pushed. And, well, it might have offended her there for a little bit, but it helped her. So, yeah, you're speaking truth, sister. Go ahead, Brother Jake.
Well, Jason, God just brought it back to my attention. I told you this before. And you remember, Brother Jason, you gave me a word that God was going to give me prophetic dreams over a year ago. And see, God's been doing that, but I'm going to share a couple of them, Brother Jason. I shared with you. Had a dream one night. Well, it's more of an out-of-body experience. I had God take me out of my body and took me back to the 14th century. Took me back to the day when Martin Luther came out of the Catholic Church. Literally took it. And I sat there and watched him come out. And I sat and watched him. And all of a sudden I seen him in Wittenberg, and I was seeing him. He was on his knees climbing these steps, and he was making these theses. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, I said, "What is this?" He said, "That's the birth of the new church coming out of the wilderness." We're talking Revelation, said the church is coming out of the wilderness. And see, that was the birth. I was right. See, it's like you said, it's like two wings of an eagle coming out. And see, and as he took me into it, and the next thing I know, I came out. And the next thing I had, I went to heaven. And while I was in heaven, the Holy Spirit took me and, well, took me to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Look, I'm going to show you something." And all of a sudden, he showed me this road. And it was miles and miles and miles of ministries that passed on. Great ministries that passed on. And he took me to this next room. And he said, "Look at this." And it was the same thing as ministry. And he said, "These are ministries getting ready to be birthed in the earth." Said, "These are ministries I'm going to birth in the earth." And all of a sudden, he took me to this. The next time I had an out-of-body experience, I was stuck into the New Jerusalem. I seen the New Jerusalem. I was in the city. I was in that new city of Jerusalem. And as I was there, I was in the city itself. And all of a sudden, I seen the 12 stones, who was the 12 apostles. Then he took me out of the city, and I seen the other 12 stones. And that was the 12 patriarchs. And the angel said, "These are the 24 elders that stands before God day and night." And I said, "My Lord." He said, "These are those who cry out and says, those are their thrones before God." And see, God said, "We have thrones in the heavens." See, we are the throne of God in the earth because we walk after the order of God. And see, Brother Jason, to get to this, God spoke to me as y'all was speaking, and I got to speak this to Sister Lance. Sister Lance, God said to tell you, said he's bringing you out of darkness. Now he's setting a foundation for you. And he said, in the foundation he's setting for you, are you going to stay on that foundation as he's got it before you? And he says, as long as you stay on that foundation, you'll never lose out. Said he's bringing a father figure over you, a father figure. But more than that, he's bringing a protector to watch over you. and lead you and guide you and direct you into his perfect will, his perfect will. And said, as long as you stay in under that covering, like I said, on that umbrella, as you stay under it, you might not never like the things that he's saying, but hey, that's God. That's between him and God. But remember this, sister. See, God has given you a chance to walk back in a total order of him. And I'm going to tell you this, sister, God is going to use you in prayer. This is what I'm saying, sister, in prayer, to bring the eyes to Lori Ruby and to Sister Lance. Why am I saying that? I'm going to show you. There was a man named Saul. Saul was going to Tarsus. And when he went, he met the master. And all of a sudden, his eyes was changed, and he came to be Paul. See, that's what God's doing in this hour. He's changing the eyes to see the real truth and their call. See what I'm saying, sister? And see, you got a test even before you, sweetie. And you're going to open many ladies' eyes, many ladies' eyes, in your prayers, because you got a powerful prayer. And yes. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Go on, brother.
Yes, I do want to say too, brother, let me touch on that just a minute. We got about another 10 minutes and then we got to get off here, but we got another 10 minutes, well, 9 minutes now, but anyways, I want to share something right quick, what Jackie was saying about getting up under a ministry. Now, we've been taught in the past it's just controlling somebody. See, that's me and Brother Jackie's coming to the knowledge. It's not about control. It's about protection. And see, sometimes God puts you under somebody to protect you. So now David E. Taylor is under me. He texted me the other day and told me God was going to use me in the media. And that's what God's using me in. He's using me in the media. So he put his blessings on it, but he watches over me. He texts me all the time. Well, sometimes he has pastors call me and stuff like that. But that man is watching over my soul. See what I'm saying? So I wanted this for years, but here's the dilemma. Can you get up under anybody? No. Because you need to be under somebody that pushes you. See, Christy was talking about prophets pushing the church. But see, the reason why God puts people over you, Brother Jackie, is because it ain't for them to dictate your call or control your call, but
no.
to neutralize you to protection from the enemy. Because there's one thing, you got an enemy and I got an enemy. And if we don't have nobody, watching over our back, then guess what? We out there by ourselves with the wolves, brother. And don't think you're going to whoop the devil by yourself, because I already tried and he done took me over his back. But see, when I get together with my brothers and sisters now, we get in the jail cell. And even though he has us locked up, I start singing and grabbing Christy's hand and Jackie's hand. And all of a sudden, the jail starts shaking. See, why is he scared? See, he's not scared of you alone. Because when you're alone, he can isolate you and then take you off and then rip you limb from limb. But see, when we come together, see how this anointing's been on here strong today? You know why? Because we're one or two together in his name. That's why Jesus sent them out two by two, and that's why we need each other. And but you can't connect just with anybody. It's not just with anybody, because you know, I prayed for years. I said, Lord, I want somebody over me. I want somebody that I can go to and say, hey, I'm here. And all of a sudden, brother, I was riding down the road, and there the man was. How did I know David E. Taylor was over me? Well, when he started talking, it started ministering to my soul. It started directing Amen. My life, and my life started changing, brother. My walk in God started changing. That's how you know when you're connected to the right one. The reason why God puts us under people It's because it ain't for them to control us or dictate our call, but it's us to push. They're there. If you're not under somebody that pushes you to your greatness, then you're not under the right person, because they need to be pushing you. They might hurt your feelings and ruffle your feathers, but they're pushing you to greatness. What was Jesus doing when he walked up to Peter and he said, "Peter, you get behind me, thou Satan"? Man, that would hurt my feelings if God called me a devil. But he was pushing the greatness out of Peter. Come on. He was pushing the greatness out of him. The greatness. So always under somebody that's going to hurt your feelings, because that's the right one, honey. You need somebody to ruffle your feather. I like somebody ruffle my feathers, brother, because it brings the greatness out of me.
Well, we've done that before. We've done that before, between me and you, brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's but it brought the greatness out of us, brother.
It did. It showed us who we are. Not who we was, but who we are in God.
Oh, yeah. We got five more minutes, guys. Christy Cummings, what would God say in this last hour? Go with it, sister.
Amen.
Well, he's saying that I'm cutting away those things that may hinder you and to keep you from walking into your destiny. And also that he's pulling us back into alignment because of the work that needs to be done. So we have to be in alignment to get the perfect download, to get the perfect plan, battle plan, to keep moving forward. He's also saying to get up under the shadow, because under the shadow there's safety. There's safety under the shadow of God. You're protected there. And that's another thing he's saying. And also the word that he has given me for this season is elevate, 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 elevate. And to elevate, you must continue to get in your word and renew your mind. Don't self-isolate. Don't pull away from your brothers and sisters, because that then is where you become stagnant. And in stagnant, in that muddy water, the enemy has access, legal access, to come in and mess with your mind, mess with your home, and mess with your family. Don't self-isolate. Keep being around your family and your brothers and sisters in Christ, who will uplift you, edify you, as well as you lifting and edifying them, because iron is sharpening iron right now. We need everybody on the wall. If you're called to a position, you need to stay in position, in which we all are called to a position. Line yourself up to the Word of God. Line your up so you can have a direct path to you and the Father to get the downloads that you need. So these are some of the things that he's saying, and I'm just asking the saints to keep on keeping on, because the enemy is roaring, he is coming against, and he will try to knock you off course. Stay under the shadow, because there's safety under the shadow.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Guys, thank y'all for coming on today. I appreciate it. And what God is saying through the prophets, guys, I'm telling you, we're going to have some more prophets on here. I'm trying to get that Adam guy on here. You know who I'm talking about, Christy. I really feel led to reach out to him. And I like to hear what God is saying through different people. I mean, I really do. I mean, there's more prophets than us. And God is speaking to prophets. And I just like to hear what God is saying to him, too.
Amen.
Yes. Adam and I get together sometimes, and he'll send me his prayer language, and I'll send him mine. If there's something that I'm missing or something he's missing, we can get input on each other. And this is how we are sharpening each other and getting the revelation of what God is saying, because he may give a piece to me, and he may give a piece to you and give a piece to someone else. But when we all come together, we get the whole big picture. And that's what we need. That's what we need. But, yeah, brother Adam, he's on it. He's on it.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to some of his stuff on Facebook.
Amen.
Yeah, he's a prophet of God, too. But most of your prophets today, is some of them are stuck in religion. What I mean by that, you got to be careful with some of these prophets, because they're seers and they see stuff. and they're not operating in the spirit of love. They're not operating in the fruits. Now, what did Jesus say? You can't bear a tree. You'll know a tree by the what? The fruits. See, what I'm trying to say here is you can have all the pretty gifts all day long. You can see and you can do this and you can do that. But if you don't have relationship, you won't bear the fruit that Jesus talked about bearing. And
amen.
And see, yes. See a lot of these prophets that I'm running into a problem of, and I'm not on here to bash none of the guys. I'm just trying to push them to the greatness too. They see stuff, and it's very easy to operate in religion when you see sin in somebody's life. So, got to be careful. And we do want to bring them into the fold too, because a lot of these prophets think, well, God's gave me a gift. I see stuff people don't see, but they still don't operate in love with their gifts. And I'm sorry, but if you can't operate in love in your gifts, you're not truly His, because Jesus said, "You workers of iniquity, I never knew you." But Lord, we've prophesied in your name. We did this in your name. But see, He said, "No, you depart from me. I never knew you." I don't want to be in that category.
That's right.
I don't.
Amen.
I don't want to be sitting here, God's using my gifts, and all of a sudden He meets me when I die and say, "I didn't never know who you are. I don't want to be in that category. But, guys, we thank y'all for coming on. God bless y'all. Listen, guys, stay tuned. Next Sunday at 12, we'll be on again, and I'm sure we'll have another prophet on here. I'm not sure. Hey, I packed the room out of prophets, because where their prophets are, I always feel the glory of God. All right, guys, amen. Thank y'all for coming on, Brother Jackie and Prophetess Cummins and Prophet Summers. Thank y'all for coming on. God bless y'all.
Thank you, brother.
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Kingdom Radio, www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can download it, listen to live services on Google Play, The Kingdom Radio, or on Apple. Thank you for tuning in.